Scene 11 of The Soul's Awakening. The same room. Benedictus and Strotter enter. Strotter. You spoke grave words, Maria also, harsh ones, when, at my life's abyss, you showed yourselves. Benedictus. You know, those pictures are not fully real. Their inner meaning tries to reach the soul and thus reveals itself in picture form. Strotter. And yet, how harsh was what the picture spoke. Where is your light, you radiant fierce darkness, you poor confusing darkness into light? So in Maria's image spoke the spirit. Benedictus. Because you have attained a higher stage upon the spirit path, that spirit being, who led you to itself aloft, declared that all that you had reached before was darkness. It shows Maria's image, since your soul has visualized this spirit in her form. The spirit, my dear Strotter, at this hour works mightily within you, and will lead you on swift wings to lofty grades of soul. Strotter, yet terrifying still resound the words, you are too cowardly to ray out light. This too the spirit spoke in that same picture. Benedictus. The spirit had to call you cowardly, for cowardice indeed is for your soul what would be bravery in lesser souls. As we progress, what formerly was courage turns into cowardice that must be conquered. Strotter. How deeply moving are these words to me. Romanus told me recently his plans. I was to carry out the work myself, apart from you, without your help, and then he was prepared to stand by Hilary with all his earthly means and influence. When I declared I could not separate my work from you and from your circle, he replied that then all further effort were in vain. Romanus backs the opposition of Hilary's assistant to my plans. Without these plans my life indeed seems worthless. Since these two men have torn away from me my field of action, I see ahead of me a life bereft of air that can sustain it. In order that my spirit does not prove unwinged and lame, I need that bravery of which you spoke just now. If I shall have the strength for this, I cannot tell, for I can well perceive how much the force that I am trying to unchain at that same time will turn with its destructive power on me. Benedictus. Maria and Johannes have recently progressed in seership. From moving forward from the life in spirit into the world of sense, there's nothing holds them back. In course of time, goals will be found to join them both with you. Not as a guide, but as creative source of strength, these occult words indeed have value. All that will come that has to come about. Therefore in wakefulness must we await the signs by which the spirit points the way. Strotter. A picture lately formed itself, which seemed to be for me a hint of destiny. I was aboard a ship. You gave the course. I, hand on wheel, controlled the rudder's task. Maria and Johannes we were taking where they might start their work. Quite near to us appeared another ship. We saw in it Romanus with a friend of Hilary. They lay athwart our course as enemies. I battled with them. Then into the fight came Ahriman, strode forward at their side. I saw myself in bitter fight with him, but then my Theodora came to help me. And now the picture faded from my sight. I once was bold enough to tell Capasius and Felix I could bear the opposition, which outwardly is threatening my work. Yes, even if it breaks my power of will, I still could hold erect my selfhood. That picture, did it wish to let me know that outer opposition only means an inner battle? To battle Ahriman? Am I then armed and strong enough to fight? Benedictus. My friend, I see within your soul this picture has not yet matured for you. I feel that you can strengthen still the power which showed the image to your spirit eyes, and I can also see you will create new forces for yourself and for your friends, if only you will rightly strive for strength. This I can sense. How it will come to pass remains a secret hidden from my sight. Curtain. End of scene 11.